Tell me the story of San Vito.
So San Vito, Vito, is an adolescent. He's a very young slave from Sicily who came to Rome to serve to the Emperor Diocletiano. He came with his tutor and his nurse, San Modesto and Santa Crescenzia, and they stay at the court of the emperor. Now, the problem is that Diocletiano, Diocletian, maybe you say, has got a daughter, Valeria, who is possessed by devils. And Diocletian believes that the young Vito, he knows that the young Vito has got some magic powers against the devils. So he calls him and say, please heal my daughter and you will have great prize from me, great ricompensa. I know that you are a magician and you can defy devils. And he says, I'm not a magician, I'm Christian, and Jesus helps me to that. Diocletiano says, I don't believe you, but just do something for me. So we have the main scene of the first part, which is actually an exorcism. Okay, so Valeria is crazy with great coloratura aria and fury arias. Young Vito, with the help of Modesto and Crescenzia, makes this exorcism. At the end, he says, you see, she's healed now because the devils flew away. And so now, you, Diocletian, you have to believe in Jesus. And he says, do not dare say this anything more, because if you say this, I have to send you in the Colosseum. You will be slain by beasts. He insists. And he says, I'm sorry, you healed my daughter, but I have to kill you because you don't believe in Jove and you're saying these incredible things about Jesus. So this is the first of the, this is the end of the first part. And they pray to have strength before the martyrdom. But in the second part, we have the love scene, because Valeria, the daughter, goes to the father and says, please spare Vito's life, because he healed me. What would happen if I am possessed by devils again? Nobody can heal me. And he says, it's too late, Valeria. They are in the Colosseum to be slain by the beasts. And she says, no, father, you don't know, because the beasts in front of them, they did knee down and adored them. So Diocletian, like for example Erode with Salome, is doubtful and he starts to fear. And he says, this is something wondrous. So Valeria, do like this. I send you to Vito to tell him, believe in Jove and you will be spared and you can live in charge in my court. And she says, it's fine, I go. Thank you very much. Bye-bye, daddy. Okay. So she goes to Vito and says, Vito, oh, I am very grateful to you. You kicked off devils from me and you put a God inside me. And he believes that she converted to Jesus and he's very happy. And he says, really? I mean, are you kidding? And she says, yes. And the God is love for you. And he says, love, this is the worst of every devil. I can't accept your love and you mustn't behave like this with me. So there is a fantastic duet in which all these different point of view towards life do clash. And in the end, he refuses the love and she says, okay, I was wrong. I rush to my father and say that you will die. And this is the end, because then Diocletian goes to them and say, you have done too much, so you deserve to die. And there is a fantastic trio of these people that ascends to the heaven. And the last aria of Vito, a spotlight, is just amazing, because he speaks very, very piano to God and say, my soul is yours, so I give it back to you. And the heart stops to beat and the music stops.
Wow. That was the ending that I heard right there. Exactly. Yes, that's very effective.
Yeah.
That's really amazing. That's great. So it's this conflict between the religious idea of love and the life, amore.
Exactly. What I like to believe, and what we can read in the line between the line of the libretto, is that Vito actually, the first time he sees Valeria, he likes her really. So he has got a clash, inner clash, because he has got an ideology, but at the same time he likes Valeria, so he fears this passion. So it's a fantastic libretto. You wouldn't expect that.
That's great. So there's internal conflict here, even though the ending is tragic.
It's tragic.
Wow. Alessandro Quarta, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.